Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the Mussorgsky, Noel Coward, and yes, the requisite oboe music. Let's begin with some Chopin. Now, Chopin was a child prodigy and became a virtuosic pianist, despite the fact that he performed, get this, only 30 times in his whole career. He wrote brilliantly and very ambitiously for the instrument, and we're going to hear that a little bit in his Grande Valse Brilliant No. 2. Today, a performance by Evgeny Kissin, who also began to play piano very young at the age of 2 and made his concert debut at the age of 10. Now, he has since performed and recorded worldwide. We're going to hear an early performance, a performance recorded live at Carnegie Hall. Here is Evgeny Kissin and some music by Chopin.
Thank you.
so delicate to the keys. That was Evgeny Kissin with Chopin's Grande Valse Brillante, number 2. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with some music by Rachmaninoff. His trio in D minor, opus 9, was written in memory of Tchaikovsky. Now, this piano trio is similar to Tchaikovsky's trio in A minor. Now, he began writing this in October and completed it on the 15th of December. Takes a long time to get some good works done, back in 1893. It was first performed in Moscow on the 31st of January in 1894, and Rachmaninoff himself was playing the piano part. Today we're going to hear a beautiful performance by the Bukova sisters from Kazakhstan. Here is the final, Allegro.
Thank you.
the Bukova sisters. And that was the finale Allegro from Rachmaninoff's trio in D minor. Went from soulful to tumultuous, just like Vancouver weather. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to move on to some music by John Lurie. Now, he is a composer, musician, actor, director, and painter, a true Renaissance man. He co-founded the Lounge Lizards, a jazz ensemble, and has acted in more than 20-plus films, composed and performed music for television and film, and was also been nominated for a Grammy for the soundtrack to Get This, Get Shorty. That was back in 1996. And he continues to produce some excellent music and paintings and talenting in acting. This morning we're going to hear the music he composed for a black and white film way back then called Stranger Than Paradise, a definite must-see. Here are the members of the Balanescu Quartet. Thank you. The Balinescu Quartet. And that was music from the black and white film soundtrack to Stranger Than Paradise. And it is the time, well, mind you, I'll just let you know you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And this is the time of the show that I get very excited for. I'm talking about oboe music time. Today, a selection by Strauss. This work was completed after the war back in 1945, and this was a period of some unhappy years for Strauss. It was originally written for the amazing oboist John Delancey, the principal oboist of the Philadelphia Orchestra, of whom Strauss himself referred to as the Chicago oboist. Well, lots of people have taken on and followed in his footsteps. Now, despite the harsh conditions under which this was written, it is kind of one of Strauss's sunniest works, believe it or not. This is a performance by another great oboist, John Anderson, joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, with Simon Wright conducting. We're going to hear the second movement, the Andante. Thank you. Sublime. That's all I can say. An excellent performance. Oboist John Anderson, joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, with Simon Wright conducting. That was the Andante, and almost the Allegro, from Strauss's Oboe Concerto. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's do it. Some Cole Porter with Noel Coward.
Mr. Irving Berlin often emphasizes sin in a charming way. Mr. Coward, we know, wrote a song or two to show sex was here to stay. Richard Rogers, it's true, took a more romantic view of this sly biological urge, but it really was Cole who contrived to make the whole thing merge. He said that Belgians and Greeks do it. Nice young men who sell antiques do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Monkeys, whenever you look, do it. Ali Khan and King Farouk do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Luella Parsons can't quite do it. But she's so highly strung. Marlena might do it, but she looks far too young. Each man out there shooting crap does it. Davy Crockett in that dreadful cap does it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. All famous writers in swarms do it. Somerset and all the moms do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Brontes felt that they must do it. Ernest Hemingway could just do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. E. Allan Poe, ho, 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 did it. But he did it in verse. H. Beecher Stowe did it. But she had to rehearse. Tennessee Williams, self-taught, does it. Kinsey with a deafening report, does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In the spring of the year, inhibitions disappear and our hearts beat high. We had better face facts, every gland that overacts has an alibi. For each bird and each bee, each slap happy sappy tree, each temptation that lures us along is just nature, L-men, merely singing us the same old song. In Texas, some of the men do it. Others drill a hole and then do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. West Point cadets forming fours do it. People say all those gabors do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. My kith and kin more or less do it. Every uncle and aunt, but I confess to it, I've one cousin that can't. Teenagers squeezed into jeans do it. Probably will live to see machines do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Each baby bat after dark does it. In the desert, Wilbur Clark does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. We're told that every hormone does it. Victor Borger all alone does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Each tiny clam you consume does it. Even Liberace, we assume, does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love.
Well, there's not much I can say after that selection. Some lovely music, Cole Porter and Noel Coward. We're going to move along with some stunning music by Mussorgsky. This comes from his pictures at an exhibition. Now, this suite is probably Mussorgsky's most famous piano composition, and it became a showpiece for virtuoso pianos all over the world. It is further known as an through its orchestrations, arrangements. And lots of other producers and composers adapted it, including Maurice Ravel. Now, this arrangement is probably the most recorded and performed, and we're going to hear a little snippet of it today. The work was written as a testament to his dear friend, Victor Hartmann, who passed from an aneurysm back in 1873. He was only 39. Now, Mussorgsky was fired up by the experience and composed pictures at an exhibition in 6 weeks. Wow. Today, we're going to hear a performance of The Great Gate of Kiev by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Sir Charles Mackerras conducting.
Thank you.
What a powerful testament. That was an excellent performance, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, with Sir Charles McCarras directing and Mussorgsky's The Great Gate of Kiev. That comes from Pictures at an Exhibition. And I think we can sneak in another selection just before the time is up. Some trumpet music today, a performance by a Canadian trumpeter named the International Brass Personality of the Year. I believe he has the Order of Canada and is an international soloist who also teaches at UCLA but tours internationally. We're going to hear Jens Lindemann with a little river dance.
Thank you.
What a way to end a program. That was Jens Lindemann with A River Dance, and that comes from his CD, Rising Sun. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks very much for joining me. Till next time.